all of the sacrifices that we've made so far will have been for nothing. If we pull out now, the Iraqi people are not strong enough yet. They don't get it yet. It's not been long enough. And my husband missing my daughter's senior year in high school, him missing my second daughter's 16th birthday, will have been for nothing if we do that.
I own my own business. I have a small operation, and I don't have health care for my kids. You know, if one of them were to take sick, I'd have to bring them to like a charity hospital or a public hospital, you know, to get them taken care of. I think the government should get into health insurance and drive down the payments that you would have to make for insurance so everybody could afford it.
Renewing our belief in our government and the Constitution and that it will be defended. To me, this is the biggest priority. Everything else depends on this. It feels like the basement is on fire and they're still haggling over redecorating the living room.
Those are just a few of the voices you've heard on Day to Day in the past few months, or has it actually been a few years since the presidential campaign began?
Those aren't pundits talking. They aren't political shills. They are what we call real people. That is, normal people talking about issues at the heart of next year's election.
Over the course of the next year, during the presidential campaign, we'll check in with real people. We want to know who they're supporting, the issues they care about, and how the race is affecting them. And one of those real people could be you.
If you want to participate in our project, email us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. That's daytoday, all one word. Put voter project in the subject line, okay? And include your name and address and phone number and a brief description of your background. No more than 200 words in all. If you're one of our finalists, we'll get back to you.